Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. If you're looking for a way to cool down after a hot summer day, the Crocker Art Museum has you covered. Jazz Night, Sacramento's longest-running summer jazz series, returned last month to the Crocker. Held in the museum's courtyard, this annual tradition brings a variety of artists to the stage from every style and era of jazz. Bay Area jazz vocalist Claire D, whose music we just heard, will be performing this Thursday. Here to tell us more about the return of Jazz Nights is Javier Plasencia, Director of Education at the Crocker Art Museum. Welcome to Insight.
Hi, Vicky. Thank you so much for having me.
So it seems like you have a pretty cool job. What does the director of education at a museum do?
I have the best job in the world, actually. It's really fantastic. I oversee all of our public programming by way of adult education, school and teacher programs, youth and family. So we offer more than 300 public programs in a given year. So we definitely stay busy at the museum, but at the same time, too, really serving as a community asset. So any given week of the year, you can go onto our calendar and find something, whether you're a kiddo or whether you're a teen or an adult looking for something to do. There's always something happening at the Crocker.
Yeah, I recently went for yoga.
Okay.
At the museum.
Absolutely. First Sundays, bring
yes.
your yoga mat, come on over. We'll either have you out in the courtyard or bring you into one of the big galleries to do your downward dogs and and all those fun stretches.
It's a great way to I guess, say goodbye to the weekend and just start a Sunday. Jazz Nights is being brought back to the Crocker. I mean, why are you excited to bring back Jazz Nights?
Yeah, Jazz Night is just one of our tried and true programs. People love jazz, and especially when you couple it with a Sacramento summer night, you can't get much better than that. So we have 5 acts over the course of the summer. We started in May and we're going to finish in September. And it really is just a wonderful embrace of not only the Sacramento music community, but also allows us to showcase all the different types of musicians playing throughout the region. So we started in May with Vivian Lee, and then we had Son Cafe as well, too.
A Latin jazz group.
A Latin jazz group, yeah. We're really trying to mix it up. So not only doing the standards, but also kind of pushing the envelope and thinking outside of what traditional jazz is. So we're excited. Today's Tuesday, so on Thursday, Claire D will be coming to the museum at 7 p.m., and she'll have 2 45-minute sets, but we also like to pair it with art activities as well, too. So there might be an art activity. We'll have a high school jazz trio welcoming
Fun.
People as they come in, and then we have some docents as well, too, who will be doing art chats in response to the music as well. So thinking about some of the themes in the music and trying to attach them to their tours.
We got a little taste of Claire D. What about her music made her such a good choice for this summer series?
Yeah, you know, I think that voice, first of all.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's so well known throughout the region, and I think is really hearkening back to those classic jazz standards. So we're excited to have her, and, by way of our offerings this summer, she's really a wonderful demonstration of just that true, rich timbre of classic jazz standards. So we're excited to have her.
We're going to get another little taste of Claire D. This is her song, Old Devil Moon.
Suddenly, some devil moon that you stole from the skies. It's that old devil moon in your eyes.
You and oh, yeah, her voice. It's beautiful.
Oh, it's so velvety is so yes. the word I like to describe it.
I love it. That's a great description. Why do you think it's important for museums like the Crocker to show this different side of themselves with events like Jazz Nights?
Yeah, you know, in increasingly polarized times, I think that people are trying to find places to gather around community or to gather around common interests. And we really like to think of the museum as a third space in that way, a place that's not home, it's not work. Where can I go outside of those two spaces to really find my community and engage not only in visual artwork, which will always be there, but in addition to our public programming as well, too. So Jazz Nights is just one of that. It's a perfect example. People come with their lawn chairs. They park them in our back courtyard. There's wine. There's food. There's local jazz high school trios that are performing. So really, it's more than just the, well, we're very excited to have Claire D. It's, you know, it's also about the community. Mm-hmm. It's also about bringing people in and engaging them in that way, which is so important.
So if people want to go check it out on Thursday, and I'm sure there's a lot of people who do, what are the details? Where can they get tickets? How much does it cost? You know, just kind of all the 101.
Yeah, yeah. So crockerart.org, you can find our full calendar of events, as well as all of the remaining Jazz Night performances. So tickets, it's $15 for members, $30 for non-members, $10 for youth. Seating opens at 6:30, so some people like to get there a little bit early and they'll wait in line, but we hold the line until 6:30, and then you can bring your chairs, grab a seat, and then music will begin at 7 p.m. So as I think I mentioned, there are two 45-minute sets. There's a 15-minute intermission in the middle where you can go grab some food, go listen to a docent art chat, and just relax. It is a really fantastic evening, and the museum closes at 9, so usually you plan to get in 6:30 or 7 and be out by 9, and it's just a nice Thursday evening in a Sacramento summer setting, so...
You mentioned that, I mean, you're busy year-round, you know, figuring out just fun educational events for the community. I talked about yoga, but what other programs do you have going on this summer?
Yeah, so every summer we have a film program. It's called Movies Off the Wall. And we project a movie onto the large wall in our main courtyard. So already we've screened The Birdcage. We had Dirty Dancing last week. And on the third Thursday of August, we'll have Clueless playing.
Oh, fine.
So, you know, just some of those classics. Every second Sunday, we have a classical concert at the museum. And that's been going on for more than 50 years at the museum. So talk about tried and true traditions and concerts specifically, those classical concerts, again, sort of really ranging in terms of pushing the boundaries of what's considered classical music. We have game nights. Next Thursday, we have a program that's called Soundscape. So it's really focusing on sound art and sound experimentation.
Oh, cool.
So lots of different sound activations. And then also, too, for the whole family, we have Summer Family Fridays, which happen on the first Fridays throughout the summer. Lots of different activations, bands, Play-Doh, sensory play. So you name it, we've got something going on for everyone at the museum.
Well, thank you so much, Javier, for stopping by and just giving us a little taste of all the fun that's in store at the Crocker.
Thank you so much, Vicki. We really appreciate it. And again, you can find all that at crockerart.org.
Javier Plasencia is the Director of Education for the Crocker Art Museum, and he joined us to talk about the return of Crocker's Jazz Night series. Bay Area jazz singer Claire D. will be performing this Thursday at 7 p.m. We have a link where you can find tickets on our Insight page. We're going to close out the show with another taste of her song, Maybe. That's it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to email us, we're at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. Heart may say, let's climb.